I'm surrounded by some incredibly talented people, and they are part of our Write an Original Christmas Song competition. And the first one I will introduce is Thea. Hello.
Kia ora. Thanks for having us here.
Kia ora, and thank you for bringing in your backup singers.
Yes.
Who have you got with you?
So I've got some amazing tamariki from Maunga Whau School, Mount Eden. So inner city school, been really blessed to work with them. Do we have enough time for you all to say your names?
Definitely.
Okay, starting from this side.
Beatrix Evans.
Beatrix, hello.
Harper Blair.
Harper was that?
Harper Blair.
Great.
Harry Keane.
Hello.
Mila Hurstich.
Hey, Mila.
Sophia Armstrong.
Sophia, yeah. great.
So
you're going to have to sit on your tiptoes, Sophia, so you can reach that microphone. and you guys are going to be performing this beautiful song, Te Kai Whakaora, or Te Ao, which people might have heard. We've played it a couple of times on the show. This is going to be the live version, and so glad to have you in, Thea. And can you tell us a bit about the song?
Thank you. Yeah, so I wrote Te Kai Whakaora o Te Ao because there is a major lack of Christmas songs, especially like hymns that have been written first and foremost in Te Reo Māori. We only have a couple that do the rounds, which Me Sirika has lovingly translated, yeah. And that's from Silent Night and O Holy Night, Tapu Te Pō and Pō Marie. So it's just, it was really important for me to be able to write a song that would, you know, resonate and be something that we can have for generations to come and be able to be sung in schools and churches for many generations to come.
You've absolutely smashed it, and people can find it in the usual places because you've released the song yourself.
Yes.
It's also part of our Spotify RNZ Christmas playlist. Can you tell us a bit about the meaning of the song?
Yeah, so it's a traditional Christmas hymn. There's a translation which is available online as well. So it kind of, I wanted it to be able to sit next to, you know, something like Silent Night. So it talks about like the stars and just the peace of, you know, Christmas and the night. And I just hope that it brings a lot of joy and aroha to everyone. And it was a really special project. And I worked on it with an amazing group of Māori collaborators on the visuals as well from different iwi, so it's been really amazing.
You're of Waikato Tainui descent?
Yes.
And just to get this right, so did the hymn already exist?
No, I wrote it in my room. Yeah.
You wrote the hymn?
Yes. My great-grandmother, Mite, she wrote Kiwi Weka, which is this incredible song that always gets brought out at parties and everywhere, pretty much. And so I was really inspired by her and her daughter, Mai Kui, who always, you know, really instilled in me the importance of knowing where you're from and would take me back to the marae and whatnot. And just the beauty of being able to sing a song such as even Whakaari Mai in the marae, where you don't even need a guitar, but if you do, that's amazing, was really important to me. And so, I just wanted to do something that would honour them and feel kind of timeless and just be something that we can kind of call our own as Māori and as New Zealanders. So that's why I wrote Te Kai Whakaora o Te Ao.
Yeah, great project. And we're so glad you did.
Thank you.
You mentioned, is there a website or something that people can look up the meaning of the song, find out more about it?
Yeah, so it's on YouTube. I did an amazing visualizer with Nicole Hunt, who's from Tūhoe. She's documented a lot of Ihu Mātau, and she's over at COP at the moment doing the media for that, for the Indigenous youth over there. She's really amazing. So you can find that on YouTube, and there's a just description below with all of the amazing collaborators who are from Ngāti Porou, Ngāti Ruanui, Taranaki, absolutely everywhere.
Great. Can we link to that YouTube video on our page? Great. We'll
yeah.
do that in the next couple of minutes.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so can't wait to hear it. Thanks again to the kids from Maunga Whau School who are here singing as well. And this is Thea. If you haven't come across Thea before, you'll have an exciting time discovering the rest of her music as well, which sounds quite different to this, but yet is connected. So Thea is spelled T-H-E-I-A if you'd like more on her. Here is Thea and backup singers. Oh, I should have mentioned the guitar as well.
Yes, so this is my amazing friend Noima. He is from Ngāti Porou, Noima Te Hau, the third. And he's amazing. So, he's playing guitar for us and has been with us through the whole process when we're rehearsing, and he's great. So.
Okay. We are also videoing this. Do we still say filming it? It's probably more accurate these days. We're filming it, and we'll cut together a little video of this performance for the website probably overnight. For now, though, here is Thea performing her original Christmas song in Te Reo, Te Reo Māori. It's called Te Kai Whakaora or Te Ao.
Kia ora. Kia rite. Kia wiri. Kia pai.
Guys, I loved it. Thank you so much. It's an instant classic, Thea.
Thank you.
Te kai
whakaora. That's lovely. Thank you so much.
O te ao. I can't wait for that to be part of the Christmas environment here in New Zealand. I think it's really destined to be. You've set out to do something really special and you've achieved it, so thank you very much.
Oh, kia ora mai koe. Thank you so much for letting us come in and be a part of today. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Ngā mihi.
So that will go on our RNZ Christmas Spotify playlist. Great playlist to have on in the lead up to the 25th.